Mishnah was explaining again Yodis, where you just begin a Lashon, you don't end off, you don't say that the food should be asa to you like a korban, you just say Mufreshani Mimoch Shen Yoich Lecho, that was a Yad. Then the end of the Mishnah said, what about if somebody says to his friend, Menu Dani Lecho, I am like a Nidui from you. Nidui means a Lashon of a Klol, a curse, a ban, we'll soon see later, that you have to be excommunicated. So the question is, does that mean a Lashon of an Issa Neder or not? So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva Yechoichich Bezeh Lachmer. Rabbi Kiva was like doubtful, and therefore he was Machmer, went Lachumra. Choichich, the Ran says, Lashon like you scratch your hair. As we don't know what to do, you're thinking like you're scratching yourself. So the Mishnah says like this, Omer Abaya. Abaya says that Moedah Rabbi Akiva Linyin Malkis Shashen Aloika. Abaya says that Rabbi Kiva himself agrees you will not get Malkis. Whereas Rabbi Kiva was just Mesupik. And therefore, Lechumri says, don't do it. If you said, Menudani Lecho, Sheinoech Lecho, Menasofik, you should not eat from his field, from his food. But if you do eat, Malkus you won't get, because there's not a Vada Yissa here. Because the Imkain itself, there really was a Nissa here. Nissa, it should have said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Machmir. If Rabbi Akiva al Nisan Achumri was really Machmir, should have said out clearly, Rabbi Akiva Machmir. Since he only says Chaychich Bezele Hachmir, Chaychich means like he only has a doubt, and therefore it's also, but there's no Malkus. Now the Gemara says this. Omer HaPapa, Papa says that Benedina Minoch de Kuliya Amalot Pligriyosa. If he used the word Benedina Minoch, that means a way of saying, I want to be separated from you. That's like Mufreshani Minoch, that's called the Yad. Then everybody agrees that you are also to teach from your friend. Misham tonim minoch. If somebody says loshno misham tonim is loshno shamtui, and I want to put a curse, a klolah upon you, is the kuliyam everybody holds shari, everybody holds tak it's mutter. That's not called loshno yad for a neder. The maipligi, a popul learns, where is the machlekes in the Mishnah then? The menuda anilucho. The only machlekes is in the case where the person says loshno of menuda anilucho. To Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva himself holds Lishna Dini Dunya, who? That's a Lashon of, I want to be separated from you. So it's like Mufreshani Mimoch. That's called the Yad, a beginning of a Lashon for a Neder. Even though you did not end off and say clearly, Harei Zeh Asur like a Korban, still we ended off for you and it's Asur. For Rabbon and Sarvut, Rabbon hold no, that Lishna Timisham Tonahu, if you say Menuda Niloch, it only means like I want to put a curse upon you. But it does not mean a Lashon of a Neder. That's how Rav Papa learns the Machloikis in the Mishnah. And this the Gemara says, will plead you to Rav Chizda, that Rav Papa argues on Rav Chizda. Because Rav Chizda learned the Machloikis in the Mishnah is even when they say Loshnov, Misham Tono. Even when you say, I want to be Misham Tono, like the curse, is also according to Rabbi Kiva, a Suffolk, if it's a Yad for a Neder or not. What's the case? To Yehu Garba, there was a man, the Omer, that said, Misham Tono, Benichsei, Debreid Rav Yirmiyah Baraba. I want to be Bishamtu, like this curse, from the property of the son of Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba. That's what this person said. Now, what's the kind of Rav Chizda? The person came in front of Rav Chizda to ask him, is he also now to have enjoyment, eat from his property or not? His Omelet, Rav Chizda answered back and said like this, that lest the chash lo lohod Rabbi Kiva. We do not, nobody is afraid, nobody passes like Rabbi Kiva. In other words, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. We rather pass like the Chomim that say in our Mishnah by Menuda Nilucho, it's Mutter. But our Kopon and Mr. Chizda had an answer that even though the person said a Lashon of Mishamton of Shamtui, still according to Rabbi Kiva would be Yasser. Just they just answered him back, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Is Ksava, Yisir of Chizda learns, the Mishamton of Pligi, that in the Mishnah itself Rabbi Kiva is Machmer even by Mishamton of, if someone says Lashon of Shamtui, also is Chachach Bazela Hachmer. But I call upon him, Alocha, there's no difference. Because Alocha, we do not pass him like Rabbi Kiva. That Menuda, Misham Tona, both of them, it's not called the Yad for Neder, it's not awesome. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Ilo, Omar Rav, Nideyo Befonov, if somebody puts a person into Nidui, and you say it in front of the person, is Ein Matirun Layela Befonov. When you want to go to take off this Nidui, this curse, you can only do it in front of the person himself. But Nideyo Shlei Befonov, let's say somebody put this person into Nidui, not in front of the person himself, like behind his back, you put the person into Nidui, then the law is Matirin Loi, Bein Befonov, Bein Shle Befonov. When you want to take off this bin, when you want to take off the curse, off the nidui, it doesn't have to be done badaf in front of the person. It could even be done shalai b'fanav also. And the Ran says, Tup shatum here, why? If you do it in front of him, the heter also has to be only in front of him. One pshat is because then it's a strong nidui, and you need to be matter only in front of the person. But the Ran doesn't like that pshat. So Ravi said, it's also chshad, like we're worried if you put him into nidui, and you're not matter in front of him, maybe he'll be over the nidu and people will be choshed him. But if the nidu was not put in front of him, then there's no chshad, because he'll have the right to say, like the same way they put it on me, shalai b'fanai, maybe they took it off me also. So therefore, if you put the nidu in front of the person, the etik could also only be dafka in front of the person. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chonin, Omar Rav, Hashemei Yahaz Koros Hashem, Mipi Chavei Roi, if you hear the way your friend says Hashem's name in vain, he's over this terrible avera of saying Hashem's name, Levat Olam, the Locharit Sorech Lendoisai. You have to put that person into nidui. You have to put this curse on nidui upon the person, and he has to be excommunicated. That's the Loch of nidui. Now, the Yimloi Nidehu, if you don't put this curse upon the person, you should know who Atzma Yehei Benidui. You yourself, as Ran learns, is also fit. Not that it's on you, but you yourself deserve also to be put in nidui. In other words, if you saw your friend do something so terrible, to say Hashem's name Levatolo, if you don't put him into nidui, you deserve to be put into nidui for the fact that you did not give it to him. Now, why is it so strict here that you have to put your friend into nidui, and if you don't, you deserve to be a nidui? Shekol mokam sheaskoras Hashem mitzuya, because whenever there's askoras Hashem, whenever somebody mentions Hashem's name, Levatolo, in vain, is shom anias mitzuya. Right away, something poor happens there. Anias, to be the matzav of becoming poor. And the anias kemisa, when somebody becomes poor, this einish, this punishment of becoming poor, is kamat like death, kemisa. Shenema, one rayu is, the pasuk says, ki meisu ko anoshim. They told Moshe Rabbeinu the people died. And the people really didn't die. It just means they became poor. And an oni is considered kemes. So you see, an oni is considered like a mace. So therefore, since by this chet of Askaras Hashem, the Einish is Anius, we see how terrible this chet is. Secondly, Fetani will learn like this, that Komokam Shenosnu Chachome Meneim, whenever the Chom saw somebody does something wrong, and they want to give him like a punishment, what does the Chom do to him? Is Zaymisa Yaini. Either the person dies, or else the person becomes poor. So again, we see becoming poor is come out like Misa, terrible Einish. So therefore here, you're supposed to put the person into nidui. Now, the Ran says to Zachaniah. First of all, the Ran says, how do we know this? That by saying Hashem's name, Levatolo, there's a klolo, you'll get back as punishment of becoming poor. The Ran says from the opposite way. Because the locher is, the Pesuk says, B'chol mokam asher askir ashemi, over yalecha barach ticha. Now, umida haskoras Hashem lemitzvah, mevia bracha v'yosher. The pasuk is saying, if you mention Hashem's name, l'shem mitzvah, you say it the right way, there'll be a bracha there, there'll be a rich to become rich. Is therefore, from here we learn out, that haskor l'ashov, if somebody says Hashem's name in vain, his gerem asanias, it causes the opposite to become poor. If somebody wants out a bracha, an ashirus, an eitzvah to mention Hashem's name in the house, to say askoras Hashem lemitzvah, say bracha is good. Then the Gemara says, what? Then we hear somebody saying Hashem's name, you're supposed to put him into nidui. So Ran brings down, the real place to answer for question, the Ran brings down, that there are a lot of Gemaras that's mashma, that whenever somebody does something wrong, there's an Indian right away to put him into nidui. Now the Ran brings down a Gemara in Kedushin like that, a Gemara in Maikotin like that. So the Ran brings down the Tosfos answers like this, that ain't no chanami. That whenever you see somebody doing avera in the avera midiraisa, you're supposed to put him into nidui. But over here, our Gemara is saying that if you hear somebody do this terrible avera of saying Hashem's name levatola, if you don't put him into nidui, here the Gemara says you yourself deserve to be put into nidui. That's the chiddush over here. All over, true, you're supposed to put the person into nidui, the person you see doing avera. But if you don't put him into nidui, it's not so bad. We don't say it's considered like you deserve to be put into nidui. But over here, by Askaras Hashem, the avera is so strong, here the chiddush is that if you don't put him into nidui, you yourself deserve to be put into nidui. By Kol Ponim, as you see from this inyan, that if you see somebody doing an avera, it's supposed to bother you. A Megra Din, you're supposed to put the person into Nidui, that he has to be excommunicated now, and nobody can talk to him. So Lamaisa, I don't think we know that this Bizman is there. We don't put people into Nidui. But our koponim, this Indian is, if you see someone doing an Aveira, it should bother you, and you should try and stop him. And the Ron explains the Indian to put him into Nidui is to show him that he's doing something wrong, and he should learn out and not to do it again. And the Gemara now brings down a Maisa like this, that Omar Rabbi Abba, Hevekimna Kaima de Rafuna. He was once walking in front of Rafuna. So he heard the way a certain lady, the Afkos, cursed Hashem Levatola. She said Hashem's name in vain. And Shamta, he put him into Nidui. But for sure, only out there, the Apo. But he took off the Nidui right away in front of her. So Mor says, Shemamina Tolasim. Here we learn out three halachas. First of all, Shemamina, we learn out from here that Hashemaya has cursed Hashem, Ipichaveroi, Isorach Lenadoisai. If you hear the way your friend said Hashem's name, Levatola, like we just learned, as an Indian, you're supposed to put him into Nidui. You have to put this curse, this bin upon him. Ushimamina, a second halacha we learn out is that Nideyu Bifonov, Ein Matirin Loyela Bifonov. If you put the Nidu on in front of the person, he sees the way you put it on him, you could only take it off also in front of him. Ushimamina, and the third halacha is Ein Be Nidu Lehafarav Leklum, that there's no difference between putting somebody into Nidui and you want to take off the Nidui, as the way if your wife makes a neder, that the husband can take it off. In other words, you can take it off right away, just like a Baal is made for his wife's neder, who then by Nidui you have a right to take it away right away. So here also the Ran brings down Akasha, that Tezis Akasha, the Gemara in Moikon's Mashma, that when can you put something on and take it off right away? Only by Mamayna. But by Afkarusa, somebody did something wrong, then the Nidui has to stay upon it for 30 days. And here somebody did something wrong, and still we say you can take it off right away. So he gives two truths. And one teretz says that over here, the Nidui is only to scare the person not to do that there again. It's not as bad as it did in Afkarusa, he did something bad. Afkarusa means he was like chutzpahdik to his Rebbe. Over there, we have to put him in the Nidui for 30 days. But over here, this Nidu is just to teach the person not to do the Avera anymore, so it's enough to put it on for a second and then to take it off right away. But then the Ran brings down, though, that other Forshim is Mashmer, we don't pass like the Gemara in Moed Kodin, but rather like our Gemara over here, that here the Gemara is Mashmer, that anytime you put on Nidui, you have a right, if you want to take it off right away. Then the Gemara says, Amarav Gidl Amarav. Now we're going to say a few memories that Rav Gidl Amar Rav said. First he said is that Talmud Chochom Minad Eliyatzmai. A Talmud Chochom, if he wants to, he could put himself into Nidui. And Umeif Eliyatzmai, he could also take off the Nidui whenever he wants to. For Gemara Pshita, like why not? Gemara says yes. Maldatem, I would have thought the cloud usually is Ein Chobush Mater Atzmai Mveis Asurin. If somebody like is locked up in jail, he can't free himself. Somebody else has to come and free you. So once you yourself are put into Nidui, even if you put it into put yourself into Nidui, but I would have thought maybe you can't take it off yourself. Is Kamash Mulan? Yes, you could. Now the Gemara says, hey, what's the case talking about? Ki ho de mazutra chasida. Like mazutra chasida. That ki mecha yibba de rav shamtoi. It is yeshiva. When one of the Talmidim had a chiyah to be put into Nidui, one of the Talmidim didn't act nice. So he wanted to put him into Nidui, put his shamto, put his klolar upon him. So what Mazutra did was, Mishamit Nafshe Bresha. First thing he did was, also Musa the Chassidus, he was a Mechuyiv to, but he put himself into Nidui first. And we'll soon say the reason is he should remember, like he'll be B'tzar also to take it off right away. And then, Vohoda Mishamit Babe Rav, and then he put his Talmud into Shamto, into Nidui. And therefore, the Chiyayin Lebeisei, when he Ramar Barzutra wanted to go into his own house, is Sharon Anavshe, he took off the Nidui off himself. Mashma, if you don't take off the Nidui, you can't go into your house, you have to be excommunicated. For other Sharon Le, and then he also took off the band, the Shnidui, from his Talmud. So that's what he used to do. So this is the Nusa the Chassidus he did, just to make sure, feel bad for his Talmud, and he won't let the Nidui stay on it too long. He'll also take it off right away. Now the Ran brings down a machloikis here by every Nidui, that the din you have to put him, excommunicate him, that he can't even go into his house. The question with his family, he can't be with. The question, what about his wife? One swear is the wife, we say, Ishtar Kagufa, that she's Mutta. Another swear is no, even his wife is also Wasa. calls them on the person is benidui, he's also to be, anybody can't go within his daladams. So the Gemara Vayta. The Yom Rav Gidul Om Rav, another locha that Rav Gidul said over the name of Rav, that minayin shenishvoyim l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. How do we know somebody can make a shvuah that he's going to do a mitzvah?